Number 6. Listen to part of a lecture, then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to part of a lecture in an anthropology class. The professor is discussing X-rays.
Okay, let's review what we talked about yesterday. About X-rays, I mean. Remember, X-rays are electromagnetic waves that range in wavelength from as large as 100 nanometers to as small as 0.1 nanometers. That's smaller than an atom. But these waves, though small, have a very high frequency, and consequently, a very high energy output. So X-rays can penetrate several centimeters into most objects. But what makes X-rays really important is the fact that they are absorbed by varying degrees, right? This property is why X-rays are commonly used in medical science, to capture visual images of the skeleton and organs in the human body, because bones and teeth absorb X-rays more efficiently than soft tissues, like skin or muscle. And, well, a detailed picture of the internal organs can be formed in an image. Another very important function of X-rays is to make images of manufactured structures and industries where welded parts are joined. Using X-rays, it's possible to locate defects and correct them as part of the inspection process, again, because materials will absorb the X-rays in varying degrees. The transportation industry relies heavily on this technology to inspect automobiles and aircraft. And X-ray scanners are standard equipment for security, as, for example, in the machines at airports that check the contents of baggage. Other possibilities for X-rays are being explored in atomic research. As more powerful X-rays are developed, we believe that it'll be possible to use beams to study the exact position of atoms in something as small and delicate as a crystal. Then we'll be able to explore the properties of matter with much greater precision.
Referring to the main points and examples from the lecture, describe the properties that make X-rays useful. Then describe the specific purposes of X-rays that the professor presents.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.